your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? This is our number two of USAPrepares.com. Dr. Richard Allen Miller is with us. At the top of the hour, we just heard the news. Economic indicators are down. No kidding. We're in a depression.
They're down. Imagine that.
Yeah, and jobless claims are up. And I'll tell you what, class. If you look at the government numbers, they're always revised, and they're always revised downward. They have great news, and then they revise them downward. But come on, you can't believe this nonsense. And by the way, I remember marble sized hail. I'm talking about not the big marbles, the little tiny marbles. And I remember back in Virginia, we had a shop building about 100 feet from our house, and I need to get from the shop building to the house, and it was hail was coming down, and they were just the size of small marbles, and I had to put on a motorcycle helmet to get from the shop building, you know, to race over to the house, and it was painful. Now they're talking about baseball sized hail. Now that is a killer. Baseball sized hail. We're talking about windshields being smashed. We're talking about cars getting.
I remember when your son called when I was visiting you, and they were huddled in their cab, worried about the windshield. I was there. I witnessed it.
Yeah. Well, what happened was he and one of his college buddies were out heading out towards Springfield in the Dodge turbo diesel truck, and it was coming down. Rick, that was as a result of those chemtrails that you and I were talking about. We saw them in the morning. We said, "What's this going to do?"
Airport at Chicago Airport and delayed a whole bunch of people leaving your conference. I remember that. I was lucky I went down toward Dallas, so I didn't go up toward Chicago to go home, and it closed it down. That weather that you had actually closed Chicago Airport down for almost a full day.
Yeah, class, let's just recap briefly what we're talking about. Rick and I were headed early in the morning from the farm to Lebanon, Missouri for the Get Prepared Expo in April. And Rick said, "Look at that. Look. And he said he'd never seen so many chemtrails, not contrails, not condensation, chemtrails. They were like horizon, almost horizon to horizon, crisscross.
By the way, I've got a further read on what that specific chemtrail program was about. It's military for reflecting the coronal mass ejections to prevent the grid from collapsing. And it turns out that during that period, we, and in recent weeks, have been hammered by the sun. And some coronal mass ejections, one was in the X-band, caused some earthquakes in different parts of the world. And what they're trying to do is lay a grid down that will actually reflect those ELF spikes that would probably cause transportation breakdowns and or the grid to collapse. That's what it's all about right now. The other part, which is even more insidious, was the indiscriminate use of insecticides. The law is wide open, and they can lay it from, you know, higher atmosphere. I had a video where they had U.S. Forest Service going into the forest and showing the damage it was having on our timber. It's unbelievable. There's a bunch of different things going on. The one that I'm talking about is called chaff. And basically, it's impregnated plastic with aluminum and barium oxide, and it's to reflect the ELF spiking from the sun.
Rick, when I lived in California, we used to hear the news reports talking about, well, we're going to be spraying for med flies today, and make sure your car is undercover because it will peel the paint. You know, it will cause your paint to peel in these little spots, and little dots of paint will just lift right off your car. This stuff was so corrosive.
Imagine what it's doing to your surface of your skin when you got exposed to it.
Right, and they would spray day after day after day for med flies, whatever, Mediterranean fruit flies, because they said it was damaging the citrus crops in California. But they would spray Silicon Valley, California, when I was there, day after day after day. And I wonder, we would never go outside, when that was happening. But so what happened to that insecticide? It landed on the roads, the roofs. It got into the groundwater supply.
I wonder.
Yeah, I wonder what the long-term effects of that are.
Well, there's a movement, there's a belief system that some of this GMO getting into our foods and our gene pool is about creating a different race of human beings. Mm-hmm. Walmart shoppers, let's call them, that are subservient to a smaller group of ruling class. Basically, one of the programs is to actually create a different kind of human being.
Rick, I'm so glad you mentioned that, because I'd like to get into just who is Dr. Richard Allen Miller. And the reason, when you said a whole different group of people, all of us at USA Preparers seem to have some common threads. One is we just don't take direction very well. I mean, when someone said, like, if someone were to say to me, okay, Vinny, you're a private in the U.S. Army. I want you to go over there and shoot those guys. And I go, really? You want me to go kill people that I don't know because you say that I should just go and kill them, and they want to kill me because their commanders have said to them, go kill Vinny because he's a bad guy. So now we're killing each other for no reason whatsoever other than the higher-ups telling us to go commit murder.
I would have organized religion and control of money and power. And those are some of the things that are going to need to be revisioned and paradigm shifts if we're going to survive as a race. We're going to redo that.
So all of us at USAPreparers.com question everything. Everything. We question inflation. We question food. We question the media. We question the disinformation. So, Rick, who is Dr. Richard Allen Miller? Would you be willing to share that with us?
Well, I don't know how to respond. I'm a physicist first that has a broader background of education, which makes me a philosopher. And so I look at larger pictures and how they translate down into basics. Our basic humans now, we worry about how to make our daily rent and bread. And we lose sight of the larger picture, like our Second Amendment and the right to bear arms and those kinds of things that are important to prevent encroachment of our rights. And the problem is, man doesn't actually really have rights. He has responsibilities, like with freedom and things like that. It isn't they're going to just give it to you. You're going to have to earn it, and you're going to have to fight for it, and once you've got it, you're going to have to continue to fight to keep what you've got and not allow encroachment. And they'll do that with taxes. They'll do that in a variety of different forms. I have a new article out on the new directions of mind control, and they are assaulting us on all levels of our awareness. And I'm just looking at pictures out of Red Book or, a woman's magazine where a blonde is better than a redhead and thinner is better. things have an effect on our belief systems and assumed truths. Mm-hmm. And I can't imagine anybody having any kind of self-esteem when you look at models in a magazine and try to compare yourself to them. It's in our food choices. This is part of what they're about, you know. Eating more, we'll supersize it. You want some more for a little less money. And I was reading today just this thing of why do white bleached coffee filters are less than natural?
Yeah, they are.
I know. Why? You know, those are kinds of questions that make me wonder what's really going on and why. And it doesn't make any sense that something that is more natural is worse for us. There is a book called Cradle to Cradle, where the book itself is a process where the book increases in value. It doesn't deteriorate or biodegrade. You can put it in water, and it won't wrinkle. It's not made with paper. It's made with something else. Why are we not recycling our waste? You know, it all started with DuPont and plastic and the idea of over-packaging things to the point where the actual packaging is probably worth more in terms of spending money than what's inside the box. And the automobiles are the same way. I remember a time when automobiles were made to last forever. The DeLorean, the concept of making it out of the best possible material so it didn't wear out. Whereas Mopar and Detroit is oriented toward things. You can actually physically time your battery in the automobile and when it's going to wear out. They actually can set a date on it because it's been designed to deteriorate at a certain rate for marketing.
Hey, Rick, Rick, that's a really interesting point. Planned obsolescence. I've got one comment I'd like to make about Sears and the Die Hard battery and what I was told when I worked there at 17 years old. And then let's talk about what a typical day as a physicist for the U.S. Navy was like with Richard Allen Miller. Richard A.L.A.N. Miller. We'll be right back.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple, a case of 6 number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze Dry Guy's foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. This special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or at worst depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked.
The answer is renovation teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
We're number one. The USA is number one. We have one out of 4.5 people on Medicare. 72 million people on Medicare. We are number one. I can't believe it. How'd that happen? Well, I wonder. That's the latest news. 72 million of us are on Medicare. Rick, I wanted to tell you about Die Hard batteries. And now, I worked at Sears back in the 1970s. I was in high school, and I had a job working at Sears after school and in the automotive department. I had my own bay. I knew a little bit about auto mechanics. I had by then, I had learned how to rebuild an engine, and they put me on the muffler and exhaust system bay. So I had my own bay, and that's what I did. I had an air chisel, and I had some air tools, and that was what I did at Sears Automotive. And I remember the shop foreman coming up to me, and I was asking him about radial tires made by Michelin back then were being sold under the Sears label, and they were really new to America, and I thought they were pretty cool, so I bought a set of them, and they were great. But we had a battery, all the other batteries were black, the black plastic cases for the battery, everybody's battery, regardless of whether it was a Firestone battery or whatever, it was black, but not ours. We had a white cased battery with a black top, and it was the Die Hard. Now the batteries, the other car batteries and truck batteries at the time, were guaranteed up to 36 months. Not ours. Ours was 48 months, and that was the Sears Die Hard battery. It was relatively new back then. And I said to the shop foreman, "What gives?" And I had a 10% discount, so I could put a Die Hard battery in my AMX. I had a 1968, still have it, 1968 blue AMX 4-speed 390, and I put a Die Hard battery in it, and I got a 10% discount for working at Sears, and that was a feature of being a low-paid employee And so 48-month warranty on this battery, but everybody else's was 36 months. And I asked the shop foreman, what gives? He said, oh, that's easy. What we do is we take a 36-month battery. We know it's going to last 36 months. We put a 48-month warranty on the battery. We prorate it, and we've got battery customers for life. Because the battery's going to wear out. They're going to bring it back, and they're going to say, well, it's still under warranty. We'll go, yeah, yeah. So we got like...
Gotta love Sears and Roebuck, man.
yeah, and that's a true story, and you know, absolutely true. Maybe they'll sue me for it. I don't know, but that's what happened. Okay, so here we are. We're taking products that we know won't last worth a darn. We warranty them longer than they'll last, and then we have a customer for life. But we figured out that there's a better way. There's a better way, and that, the better way now, Rick, is these Asian companies that have a lifetime warranty on some of their products, like computer products, lifetime warranty. And 6 months later, you call them up and you go, okay, I just want it blew, so I'd like to get an RMA and return it to you. And they go, I can't do that. Why? Well, it's out of warranty. Wait a minute. It's got a lifetime warranty. Go, no. You don't understand. The warranty is not for your lifetime, Vinny. It's not. It's the product's lifetime. Well, okay. Well, well, Rick, here's what happens. It's the product's lifetime. Well, okay, well, it doesn't work. It's only 6 months old. No, you don't understand, Vinny. The product is now obsolete. We don't make that model anymore. What they do?
You gotta love the Asians, man. You just gotta love their thinking.
That's why when you look at these products, they keep changing like so often because they warranty them, and then it's only good for the life cycle of the product, which is less than 6 months.
I got an iPad when I came back from your thing, and didn't take it to Chattanooga because I didn't know how to use it. I took my Android, and I decided I can't use an iPad because it's a Mac, and really what I needed was my laptop with my hotspot, and then I can do everything that I want to do. And so I tried to take the iPad back, and AT&T said, well, it's only 15-day return policy, and you're 26 days. And typical of just the way everything goes. It's little gimmicks where they gouge you with the money.
Yep. Well, when we come back, Rick, we got to do this. What is a typical day of the U.S. Navy lead physicist at the Pentagon? What kind of stuff did you work on? Who is Richard Allen Miller? We'll be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055, Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pillow, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pillow. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
What if you had a witness everywhere you drive? Now you can with video-cam.com. From truckers to motorcyclists, the handy video dash cam can be used for insurance claims, accidents, police encounters, road rage, or natural disasters. Has instant screen playback and optional night vision. Get the best quality, affordable HD dash cameras available at video-cam.com. That's video-cam.com. Or call 855-855-2022. Always have a witness with video dash cam.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it led back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
I lost 18 pounds in just 4 days. Want to know how? Hi, I'm James Zetta. If you're like me, you've already tried and failed at many diet and weight loss plans. But if you still need and want to lose weight, if you're searching for a simple, safe, healthy approach to lose weight that is extremely easy to follow, listen to this. The 18 and 4 weight loss plan requires no exercising, no diet pills or additives, no laxatives, no meal replacements, and no diet drinks. The 18 and 4 program can help you lose 10, 20, 30 pounds or more, and it fits both men and women of all ages. The 18 and 4 program is crystal clear with a day-to-day, step-by-step, and meal-to-meal guide. And the best part? If you're not satisfied with your results, I will give you my 30-day full money-back guarantee. This program has helped thousands lose 18 pounds in 4 days, and it can do the same for you. Go to 18and4.com. That's the number 18, I-N, the number 4.com. 18and4.com. Easy to download, easy to start losing weight today with 18and4.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of world wide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Watch it. It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Last day.
God, you're
when you go to the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
There's a post on the website, class. I'd like you to consider taking a look at it, usaprepares.com, usaprepares.com. 72-year-old neighbor responds to a burglar alarm at his neighbor's across the road. And he gets his gun, and he starts walking toward his neighbor's house. Please come and shoot him. Yeah. 72-year-old man responding to a neighbor's burglar alarm. He's going to the aid of his neighbor. The police come and shoot him. That is my worst fear. That's my worst fear. That as, you know, like at Ziggy's, if somebody comes in and starts shooting and I respond, my worst fear is the police are going to come and shoot me. Dr. Richard Allen Miller is with us. And he's the lead physicist for the U.S. Navy. Rick, what was a typical day like at
Pentagon?
Well, how about then? Well, what was it like?
I miss my toys. I miss having laboratories and Bridgeport Mills and, you know, tools,
yeah.
so I can make what I want to do. Toys are what made graduate school in the United States superior to anything in the world. Undergraduate, otherwise, you know, educational forms were better in Europe. But what made our graduate school so strong was our toys and access to toys. I was an instrumentation specialist. I had a genius with my fingers that when I would touch a piece of equipment, it worked. And if it didn't work, I could tap and, you know, kick it a little bit. And, you know, I remember I was in a surgery. I was working in the OR because I had tenure as an anesthesiologist, so I had to do OR work. And the power went down, and what I did next was I used my fingers and licking them in my mouth as a voltmeter quick to get circuitry back up again. I would lick my finger so that I wouldn't zap myself too badly and would start looking for hot spots on what was wrong with the circuitry so that I could get the operating room back up on speed before the because the generators didn't work. There was the whole day, they were doing brain surgery when this happened, and I had to get that blew me away. That was one of the more exciting times where my abilities as a scientist, right there, right now, would make or break someone's life. And you know, I just had the sense of my hands that I could tell when a circuit was hot or not. Now, of course, circuitry today is much different than back when I was, you know, working as a scientist. We were had vacuum tubes and you know, selenium rectifiers, and now we've gone into, I don't know, what is it called? Monolithic circuits and then solid state physics, and I don't even know what they call it now when they're talking about registers where they take gallium and indium and measure them, form forbidden zones, and a little register where you can store bits of information like a computer. It's all
You're talking about the 70s, Rick?
Yeah, in the 60s, I used a slide rule all the way through college because we didn't have calculators, and we were so proud that it had an accuracy to 3 points, and if I had to do it out longhand, like, oh, I don't know, taking the square root of something, that was not a simple process. I mean, you know, mathematically, it wasn't adding, dividing, multiplying, or understanding.
Yeah, I remember those days of the selenium rectifiers and the vacuum tubes. And hey, Rick, did you ever build a lie detector?
Yeah, polygraph. Yes, we did. And we had voice stress analyzers, and we went up into the next thing with brain fingerprinting, and then we went into P300 waves, and then we... Yes, I built lie detectors, all different kinds and colors. How about the fact that they're now going to use your androids that work off your fingerprints to open them up rather than having a little zigzag code that you put in? That's the new thing that's happening for lie detection. And, oh, guess what? All your fingerprints are going to be uploaded because it's an android. And now you're on a database with your android. And when it's on and off.
Rick, you know, that is an absolutely brilliant way to get us to volunteer to be in a database of fingerprints.
You're already in it. How did you think? Your social security number, your birth certificate, your driver's license, your credit card, your smart meters. These things are creepy. And the smart meter, what I'm going to recommend, anybody that has to have a smart meter, you can put a shielding around it. And there is a simple Faraday cage you can put around those things to keep them from being a radiation point that will be toxic. As part
of Rick, did you see, I don't know if you saw, coming out of off the veranda to the left, did you see what I did to our electric meter?
I don't remember. Yeah, you probably put a case around it, didn't you?
Well,
you have to do something because smart meters are toxic, not even talking about the other part of what they're doing. put something like that there is raw again, where science has failed humanity.
Rick, a guy showed up with a white pickup truck and a whole bunch of smart meters in the bed of the pickup truck, and he came over, and I said, hey, how's it going? He goes, I'm going to change your meter. I go, I like my meter. I'm happy with the way it is. He goes, well, we're going to change it out. And I go, I don't want you to. He goes, I'm changing your meter. And I said, or what? And he goes, or you're not going to have electricity. And I said, oh, jeez. All right, well,
he can't that do was that a- legally by law, by the way. And what he did is threaten you, and what you could have done is called 911 and press charges. And then you could have taken it to the second level where you press charges against the power company. And then, you know, it's time someone does something like this and puts it before the Supreme Court. Smart meters are a wrong thing to happen.
Well, here's what happened. I said, I don't want you to do it, and I want you to leave. And he said, hey, I'm putting this in. I'm calling the sheriff. So he's going to call the sheriff on me, on my property.
I dare you.
Well, I should have done that, and I didn't. So here's what I did.
A sheriff wouldn't have known what to do. And if the sheriff did something inappropriate, now you get the media involved.
That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to do that next time. But here's what I did do. So I'm so concerned about this. Must be a really expensive device. So, by the way, I called the electric company. I said, I want my old meter back. And they said, we crushed them all. We don't have them anymore. They gave me all kinds of reasons why I couldn't have my old meter back. So I said, okay, all right. So I want to protect this meter that we have because it's got to be really expensive. So I'm afraid that maybe that baseball-sized hail is going to take it out. Maybe somebody playing baseball in the yard is going to take it out. So what I did was I got a number 10 coffee can, you know, those three-pound coffee cans, and the ones that have the plastic lid so you can, you know, reseal them. Well, I found out that it's the perfect size, except it fits a little too loose over the glass of the smart meter. So what I did was I used that plastic lid, and I cut out all except for, I cut the inner part out, and I left about a half inch remaining around the edge, and I put some kerf cuts in it, and that plastic lid on the coffee can with the hole cut out of the middle fits perfectly and snugly on that smart meter. So now I feel confident that if it gets hit by a hail or a baseball,
an axe, that it won't break. Right, gotcha.
Right.
You need to put something on the back end of it inside your house.
We have that.
A shielding thing, and you went around it.
Well, I did, and the whole meter base, it's a huge meter base. It's about 3 feet tall, and it's shielded on all sides. So now I've got the coffee can protecting the electromagnetic radiation. Well, I mean, I guess that's an extra benefit of what I did. You know, I was just concerned about this thing breaking.
The question I would ask was the coffee can bleached, or was it natural?
Well, no, and by the way, here's the problem. You know, when you go to protect these meters, you know, you can buy the coffee for house brand for about $7, $6, something like that. But the problem is, what are you going to do with the coffee that comes in the can? I guess you use it, right? For $6.
You know, when I was in Springfield, that's what I saw you guys all drinking was cowboy coffee. I didn't see any kind of gourmet thing happening with your lattes and your mocha.
So the bottom line, Rick, is I grounded, the meter's grounded, the meter base is grounded, it's protected on all sides, every inch of it. And then what they did was they couldn't read the meter. They couldn't read it. So what did they do?
They have an excuse for you to have to take it off.
Well, they put in another device. They put in another transmitter on the, we have all underground wiring. So hundreds of feet away, they put in another transmitter so they could have that, the meter transmit to this transmitter through the cable, and then that transmitter transmit to the cell tower. Well, I was worried about that transmitter just as much.
You should, actually.
So I protect it.
There is dosimetry, and why they're not informing the public of that is like putting in uranium on your wall, and there it is, and it's radiating.
Maybe I should take some pictures. Rick, you think I should take some pictures and put on the internet, you know, how I'm so concerned about these meters and what I've done to protect them?
Yeah, why don't you show how you're shielding yours as a first example? That's why they have to put the transmitter in. And fact is, there are no laws that prohibit you from doing that. That's why they had to go to added expense. And you could make the thing cost too much is while you will probably, most likely, change the laws around smart meters. You start to do a counter movement on how you are going to allow that to happen and make it too expensive for them to do.
Well, I'll tell you what these guys did.
It's about the transmission in space. Well, you don't see it, but it actually has biological effects on your body. Not healthy.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I helped protect the transmitter that they installed. I put some metal shielding on it in case that got hit by a baseball. Put some ductwork on it. I want to make sure that this is expensive equipment that the electric company has, and it's our responsibility to protect it. We'll be right back.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple, a case of six number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze Dry Guy's foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. This special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
So, a natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators. Freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21 cubic foot refrigerator freezer or a 22 cubic foot deep freezer. In stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben'sDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click Ben'sDiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug out location. Bank on Ben'sDiscountSupply.com.
Your home alarm works after an intruder is inside your home, but real home security begins before intruders enter. Burglaries and home invasions are at an all-time high, and crime is skyrocketing in rural and suburban areas. 85% of break-ins are through a door, and police response is often greater than 20 minutes. You can't afford to wait that long. Stop burglars with police-tested and recommended Easy Armor from Armor Concepts. Easy Armor keeps intruders out. It's barely visible and installs easily. Easy Armor reinforces a door weak points, comes in three colors, and is guaranteed to stop kick-ins. Get Easy Armor now and get peace of mind. Order by calling 888-58-ARMOR. That's 888-582-7667. Or go to easyarmor.net. Spelled E-Z-A-R-M-O-R.net. Special offer only available to GCN listeners. Ask about it when you call for your Easy Armor today from Armored Concepts. Ultimate door security made easy.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
I'm all excited. Tomorrow I'm going to be broadcasting live from the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association Convention at the Ameristar Hotel in St. Charles, Missouri. And Larry Pratt's going to be there. He's a USAPrepares.com senior instructor. Beth Schoenberg's going to be there. She is a host of CSC Talk Radio. Sam Bushman's going to be there. He's a veteran broadcaster. Sheriff Richard Mack's going to be there. A whole bunch of sheriffs from all over the country are going to be there. And I'm going to specifically ask some of the sheriffs who are in Missouri, are they going to arrest the director of the Department of Revenue, State of Missouri, for giving private information to the feds? They gave away, the Department of Revenue gave away my fingerprints and my driver's license information and my concealed carry permit information and Mrs. Finelli's and about 185,000 others here in Missouri.
And they're going to be able to harass you because that's what the federal part of it did, was they targeted certain political groups. It's just the whole thing is a mess. It's time.
It is a mess. It is a mess.
And
we've already gotten a letter in our family from the IRS, and I'm going to be teaching a class about what the IRS is doing. And so as this unfolds, I mean, they have targeted Larry Connors. He is KMOV St. Louis, and he was targeted after an interview with the with Barack Obama. And he asked him, the country's going down. We're in an economic free fall here. What's with all these vacations? You know, what gives? And next thing you know, the IRS is on him. And so I called his office, and I was unable to talk with him, but I got a call right back saying, Larry's not doing any interviews. And then I got a call from his attorney's office a couple days later saying, okay, I want to make sure we get your contact information right because we're going to send you a response. So his attorney's office called, you know, me as a member of the media saying, Larry's not doing any interviews. So now here's what's happening, Rick. They are muzzling us by these implied investigations by the IRS.
Yeah. That's the way it always works.
Yeah, and I've been audited so many times. I like a challenge. I really do. And, if you're not doing anything wrong and you do everything above board and you have records, bring it on. I have no problem with it. It just takes some time. But,
what the distraction does is it takes your focus away from what you're really supposed to be doing.
Yeah, like farming and broadcasting. But what I'll do is I'll say, listen, I got to bring some other stuff. Hey, by the way, you guys got Wi-Fi over there? Because I'm going to need it to do my radio broadcast. If they haul me in there, I'm going to do the radio show from there. I am. I'm not kidding, Rick. I'm not kidding. I'm going to bring a couple microphones and and Lee Rickenhauser.
The arresting officer knew what your intent is.
Well, actually, it's educational. I mean,
all right.
By the way, do you know that if you can't figure out how to fill out your tax forms, you can call the IRS and they'll assign somebody and that person will help you. But if you call the IRS and you say, listen, I just got a question, line 46 here, page 21, I'm not sure what I'm supposed to do here. They can give you an answer, but they're not responsible for the accuracy of the answer that the IRS gives. Can you imagine that? Can you imagine an employee?
It opens and closes certain doors that they want open and closed. That's what it's about. It's positioning and profiling.
Those are the terms
used by the military. Positioning, profiling.
Dr. Richard Allen Miller. You can go to his website, richardallenmiller.com. A-L-A-N. Richard A-L-A-N Miller. M-I-L-L-E-R.com. It's been to the expos. Stays at the farm. Good friend. Close friend. Personal friend of mine and the family. Rick, I'm looking forward to seeing you at the next expo, July 19, 2021. Right here in Lebanon, Missouri. Boy, that's going to be wild. Absolutely wild. Rick, thanks so much for being with us. Class, above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Introducing a 30-day emergency food supply for only $99. At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals for less than $100. These vegetarian meals are all natural, non-GMO, high in carbs and protein, and are packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans, have a 20-year shelf life, and huge portions, over twice the serving size of some competitors' meals. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying direct from producers in Oregon and then pass the savings on to you. Purchase a 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Call 541-673-6666 or visit 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com. Got it? Get it. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com.